Hello, this is Fabian Christensen from Posset's Perfume, and today I want to take a little time to talk in more depth about Stuart Walker, the protagonist of Dark Matter. Stuart Walker really did exist. He died in Cincinnati, Ohio. He's buried there. I have seen his grave, and I took a photograph of his grave, and I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to try to put the picture up on the AudioBoo site. It's a very small headstone. I'd say it's maybe a foot, maybe 2 feet tall. And it has been worn away by years and years and years of rain and wind. And the only way I knew it really was Stuart's headstone was by taking my fingers and tracing his name on it and being able to trace the name. His final resting place is interesting because he faces for eternity an architectural element of Spring Grove, which is pretty wonderful, and it's the Sphinx. Back in the middle 1800s, beautiful architectural symbols would be placed in cemeteries, particularly fashionable cemeteries like Spring Grove, and that Stuart gets to face one of these forever is, in a way, a testament to the kind of guy he was. He really deserved better than he got in life, I have to say. He was an extremely talented man. He spoke 7 different languages well. He was, of course, wonderful with numbers. He worked on cutting-edge astronomy with triangulation and Neptune, and he did really work for the Washington, D.C. Observatory. And I made his fragrance filled with all sorts of wonderful and exotic elements. I used a particularly nice sandalwood that I'd been keeping for a long time. I have a lot of it, but I didn't have anything I really wanted to put it in until now. There was a very special leather fragrance that I haven't used in anything other than Stuart, and I very well might not, because I want to keep it as perfectly precious as possible. And the black agarwood. It was kind of hard to get, but I'm glad I got it. And I use these elements to make a little bit stronger personality for Stuart than I think he possesses at the first part of the novel. In the first part of the novel, he's sort of pushed around by circumstances, but we'll see that his personality, like everybody's personality, changes as time goes on. Now, Isabella, on the other hand, has a very, very sweet but yet very strong personality. I've given her honey and rose, and she's quite the complement to Stuart in the perfume as well as their personalities in this novel. There is one other little point I'd like to bring out. The fragrance Spirit is a fragrance that has the reversed picture of Stuart on the outside of the bottle, and in some ways it's delving into Stuart's inner life, into Stuart's personality. And I've learned now to make portraits of people and portraits of part of people in perfume. And I think that this is the medium that I wanted to use to talk a little bit about the inside of Stuart. And maybe I should have put it under the classification of dark matter perfumes, but that was what was on my mind as I did it, and it has more to do with the sweetness of his nature and yet the way that his nature is gathering up inside. He finally talks about his problems with his first marriage and is starting to think of how he can live happily and honorably, quote-unquote, with Isabella later on. So this is my audio boo for the moment. I wanted to delve a little bit further into Stuart and his personality and his fragrance and how it connects with the Isabella fragrance. And I'm going to put up the picture of his tombstone, and I will do some more audio boos a little later on. So talk to you later, and come and visit me on www.possets.com. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.